Europe, the 72nd and 73rd years of these states, by Walt Whitman. Suddenly, out of its stale and drowsy lair, the lair of slaves, like lightning, it leapt forth, half startled at itself, and feet upon the ashes and the rags, its hands tight to the throats of kings. Oh, hope and faith, oh, ache and close of exiled patriots' lives. Oh, many a sickened heart, turn back unto this day, and make yourselves afresh. And you, paid to defile the people, you liars, mark, not for numberless agonies, murders, lusts, for court thieving in its manifold means forms, worming from his simplicity the poor man's wages, for many a promise sworn by royal lips, and broken, and laughed at in the breaking. Then in their power, not for all these, did the blows strike revenge, or the heads of the nobles fall. The people scorned the ferocity of kings. But the sweetness of mercy brewed bitter destruction, and the frightened monarchs come back. Each comes in state with his train, hangman, priest, tax gatherer, soldier, lawyer, lord, jailer, and sycophant. Yet behind all lowering, stealing, lo, a shape, vague as the night, draped interminably, head, front and form, in scarlet folds, whose face and eyes none may see. Out of its robes only this, the red robes lifted by the arm, one finger crooked, pointed, high over the top, like the head of a snake appears. Meanwhile corpses lie in new-made graves, bloody corpses of young men. The rope of the gibbet hangs heavily, the bullets of princes are flying, the creatures of power laugh aloud, and all these things bear fruits, and they are good. The corpses of young men, those martyrs that hang from the gibbets, those hearts pierced by the grey lead, cold and motionless as they seem, live elsewhere with unslaughtered vitality. They live in other young men, O kings. They live in brothers again ready to defy you. They were purified by death, and they were taught and exalted. Not a grave of the murdered for freedom, but grows seed for freedom, in its turn to bear seed, which the wind carries afar and re-sow, and the rains and the snows nourish. Not a disembodied spirit can the weapons of tyrants let loose, but it stalks invisibly over the earth, whispering, counselling, cautioning. Liberty, let others despair of you. I never despair of you. Is the house shut? Is the master away? Nevertheless, be ready. Be not weary of watching. He will soon return. His messengers come anon.